Holy Spirit, minister to each one of us today. The scripture says you are our teacher, so teach us today. Lord, as we share this word together about you, about the Holy Spirit, we thank you for revelation and life to come into our hearts and our minds. We decree and declare that the old has passed away and all things become new as we walk with you in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. It's an honor to stand before you today and share the word of the Lord. In Psalm 119:11, the scripture says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." God's word hidden in our heart is what keeps us from sinning. God's word is spirit, and God's word is life. And this morning, we're going to continue our study on the Holy Spirit. So let's say our declaration, Lord, help me to be skilled in your word. Get it from my head to my heart. Bring it on down. Amen. So we have a promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. Let's read Luke 3:16 together. John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." And we've talked about the baptism of fire. The fire of God comes into our life to burn out the impurities that are in us. Has anybody here walked through the fire? You don't get burned, but you feel burned, right? God works deep on the inside of us, baptizing us with his Holy Spirit and fire. So point B, all believers have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. Let's read 1 Corinthians 3:16. "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" So we house the very Spirit of God. Now, you see, these things are a mystery. And we try to logically figure these things out, but we are not going to be able to figure it out with human reasoning. It takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, revealing to us what that means. We are temples. Our body's a temple. And the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. God chose to house himself on the inside of human beings. Yeah, it's kind of hard to fathom, isn't it? The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit isn't an it. The Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. These three are one. In Acts 2:17, not in your notes, but the scripture says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." And the next verse, verse 18, says, "And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." So God is pouring out his spirit on everyone. There's no big eyes and little you. God pours out his spirit on everyone. There's no respect of persons. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background. It doesn't matter your economic stature. It doesn't matter what your education is. If you are flesh, God wants to pour his spirit out on you. So tell your neighbor, he's talking about you. And he said that we'll prophesy. Prophecy is hearing the voice of God, to encourage and build up and exhort one another. When we get a word from the Lord, it is to encourage one another. That gift of prophecy, everybody has. Everybody has. It's not anything mystical. It's not anything weird. It is a gift from God that we minister one to another and share encouraging words. Those words bring life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So, point two, the Holy Spirit lives within every believer. Let's read our scripture together. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And so it's important. Tell your neighbor it's important to have the Spirit of God. You see, we are born again by the Spirit of God. Our first birth is in the natural. And all of us came into earth the same way. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. That's why I don't agree with test tube babies. Because all of us are to be born of a woman. Born through the womb. Now, it's wonderful now that medical science knows how to help a woman if they're having problems birthing, and they can take a child cesarean. But we are born first in the natural, and then you have to be born again. The scripture said, if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You've got to be born again to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And so there's a spiritual birthing from the spiritual womb of God. He births us as his sons and daughters. We're his children. Each one of us are God's children. And that's why it is so important that we value one another, we respect one another, and we speak life into each other's lives. Somebody say amen.
Amen,
amen, because we are a part of one another. We're a part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That excites me. Point three, it says, you shall receive power. After Jesus breathed on his disciples to receive the Holy Spirit, he made it clear that their experience was not complete. Jesus told them to wait until they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, thus giving them power to witness. And that's found in Acts 1, 4, 5, and 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And why do we receive that power? It's to be a witness. What does a witness do? What does a witness do? Laura, you know. I know you know. Testifies. You have a testimony. No one can take your testimony away. We know what the Holy Spirit does in our life. And we testify about the goodness of God. And like I said, we try to explain the Holy Spirit. We try to figure it out logically, what speaking in tongues is all about. But we're not going to be able to figure that out with our human reasoning. It is by faith. It is by faith that we receive. And we found, actually Pastor Vanessa found this documentary on YouTube. And it is about a doctor that did research about people speaking in tongues. And so I'm going to ask Sterling if he's got that ready. We're going to watch that. It's about 7 minutes long. Stop it at 7:29. Interesting study. When we pray in the Spirit, we pray by the Spirit. And when we pray with our mind, we use our mind. There, the scripture clearly contrasts the two. And it's just an interesting study. Because when you have experienced the Holy Spirit, there's nobody can talk you out of that. Amen? There's nobody can talk you out of that. Amen. And let's go on point four. We receive by faith. This is all by faith. It is by faith. Galatians 3:14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, and we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Point five, ask this question in our study book. Want to be effective? It's your decision. God wants us to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to be more effective. It was required for anyone in the church that was set apart for ministry in the book of Acts. Point six, Saul had a second experience with the Holy Spirit, and we heard that taught last week. But Paul, after his encounter on the Damascus Road, there was a servant named Ananias that was sent to him, and God spoke to Ananias and told him to go and lay hands on Paul so that he would receive his sight, and also so that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do we have that passage up there? Let's go to the next one. Next slide. There you go. Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. D.L. Moody's preaching had radical results after he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. So Paul had another encounter with God and was filled with the Holy Spirit. Point seven, experience his power for yourself. Baptism in the Holy Spirit was not just for those at Pentecost. And all of you that were baptized today, if you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, this is what the scripture says. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And there's an illustration of a lantern. And inside the lantern is oil. But it takes the fire to ignite the power of that lantern. I've seen Leonard do this many times when we were camping. It takes that match to light that oil, for that light to begin to ignite. And that is what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. It is our promise. God promised us when we were baptized that we would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as you study through the scripture, you find that there is evidence of the Holy Spirit of the speaking in tongues. And speaking in tongues isn't anything weird, although people who are not born again will think it's weird. But you don't just walk up to somebody and start speaking in tongues, because that really is weird. I remember when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit when I was 13 years old. So I've been praying in tongues a long time. But I remember being concerned that I would lose it. Did anybody ever get concerned that they would only be able to speak in tongues once and then it would just go away? And so I can remember just stopping whatever I was doing and just begin to pray once again in tongues. You can pray in the Holy Spirit anytime, anywhere. Holy Spirit, where does he live? Right here. And so as you begin to pray, out of your belly flows rivers of living water. And the Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. So anytime we need some help, we can just stop and pray in the Spirit. You know, and it bypasses all of this frontal lobe, which is our reasoning and our logic. And we think real hard about something. We try to solve this problem. But if we will just have faith in God and begin to pray in the Spirit, God begins to reveal mysteries to us. And he gives us the missing piece that we need. God's a good father. He's a good father. He has good gifts for us. It's nothing to be afraid of, but it is something to desire. Lord, I want your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. We are living in the last days. We need the power and the presence of God all around us. And when we don't know what to do, when we're afraid, we can just cry out to the Lord and begin to pray. And God has given gifts to each one of us. And one of those gifts is the gift of prophecy. And there are different levels of the gift of prophecy from the Holy Spirit. God doesn't give everybody the same. It's true. Some people get upset, but you have what God's given you. You know what? It's already wired in you, and you're probably not even using it to its capacity right now, but you're wanting something else. Come on, God gives us gifts. And the Holy Spirit is that fire that keeps things churning on the inside of us. Paul told Timothy to fan the flame that was on the inside of him. In other words, fan those gifts. If you're an exhorter, then exhort. If you're a giver, then give. If you love to serve, then get in there and serve. You see, God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us in every area of our life. He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit, and then we see what God has put on the inside of us just began to bubble up out of us. As we pray, praying in tongues is for you personally to build yourself up. Did you know that? It's to build yourself up. Now, when we have a class that activates the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so, of course, the first place you have to begin is you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen, because the Holy Spirit begins to activate all those gifts on the inside of you. But it was interesting as we were growing in Christ, we were taught that before you gave a word, a prophetic word, a word of exhortation, you had to pray in tongues. Anybody else taught that? And it was almost like getting up the courage to give it. You already knew what it was, or you knew where to start, but you were trying to get up the courage to give it, so you would just pray in tongues just to delay yourself a little bit. I'm serious, you know? And so then when we met Bishop Hammond and we started going through his training, he said, you don't have to pray in tongues to give the word. You just began to prophesy. You just began to exhort. And that's why you can walk up to somebody you don't know and exhort and encourage them without speaking in tongues. You know, if you need to speak in tongues, do it in your car. And then go find them. Oh, hallelujah. God is moving. And he's teaching us. And he's revealing to us the power and the importance of his Holy Spirit. Because it is the power for us to witness. It is what changes lives. We can't do that. We can't do that by ourselves, but the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit will change people's lives.